What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. And if not, let me try to help you end it on a high note, okay? I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer holding it down, Ryan Botcher, he's in New York City. And we've discussed a lot. The Cleveland Browns formally naming Joe Flacco as their new starting quarterback. Yeah, we knew that was coming. They didn't have to name him anything. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, we had a chat with Patricia Traina from Sports Illustrated. She covers the New York Giants. We talked about when and if we might see Jackson Dart this season. We talked about Dylan Gabriel putting his foot in his mouth. Comments taken out of context. He's like, hey, people in the media are entertainers. Nobody. Not accurate. Everybody's not an entertainer. No. Hey, Ohio State has a new quarterback. Julian Sain is going to get the start against the Texas Longhorns. That goes down next week. People are hyped about Tyson Bagent with the Bears. Playing against backups with the Bills. Hilarious. And then we got a Monday night matchup between Washington and Cincinnati. Yeah, there's no Trey Hendrickson. There's no Terry McLaurin. Both of these guys are looking for new contracts, new deals. Who doesn't want more money? Anyway, we have more to get into. We'll talk about a dumb idea by Rob Manfred. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. I'll tell you what it is in a second. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot. So if you've missed the second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live or on their local affiliates, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. And you can call me, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Find me on the internet at JR Sport Brief. So much to get into. I'm sitting here in the studio getting ready to watch this Commanders and Bengals game. Can't be like the crap we had last night. Chicago Bears smoking the Bills 38-0. We can't have that, even though it'll be a bunch of backups. And we know this. Cincinnati is like, we're putting our starters out here because the past few regular seasons, we suck. Cincinnati Bengals can't wake up and go 0-3 to start another season. So we'll see what happens. Oh, look at this. Botcher is the kick. No, the kick is just practice. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. We got an 8 p.m. start where they're really going to kick the ball off like 2 minutes after the hour. You know, ESPN likes to milk all of this, you know. Every second. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to commercial, I can't even call this hilarious. It's pretty sad. We talked about the situation between the Cleveland Browns and some of their younger talent. Quinshon Judkins still hasn't signed his rookie contract. He was drafted because of allegations of domestic violence. Apparently, the Cleveland Browns, they want to wait for the NFL to complete its investigation. Isaiah Bond. Apparently, the Cleveland Browns made him take a lie detector test. Despite the fact that he was clear of sexual assault allegations, they made him take a lie detector test before they signed him to his three-year, $3 million contract. And so, look, people make mistakes. You got to pay the consequences for them. And if you want to talk about mistakes, this is certainly not in the same space or category. We learned today, not even today, over the weekend, last night, Mariners, New York Mets playing at Williamsport. home of the Little League World Series that's still going on, that Rob Manfred just has more ideas. I don't want to say to ruin the game of baseball, but more ideas that make me just go, well, let's just push a button and blow up everything that we know, have loved, and appreciated about the game. You know, I hate the rule. Boccia, you played. Do you like the extra innings where we put a guy on the base now? Do you like that?
I don't mind it for the regular season because it gets the game over a lot quicker and it saves bullpen arms. So I'm okay with that. And then I like how it goes back to the traditional extra inning rules in the playoffs.
I hate it. Like, we're making stuff up. We have, in essence, changed the game. I get it. Things have to change over time. People's attention spans have changed. I hate the runner to start extra innings. I get the pitch clock. That I understand. But I hate the fact that we've had to go there. I hate the emphasis now on launch angle and power. I miss just baseball. Take me back to people just going out there hitting a damn ball. And now, Rob Manfred, whose tenure as commissioner ends in 2029. We got four more years of this guy. Rob Manfred was on the television broadcast last night. And he has some thoughts about, you know, what baseball can do as they think about expansion. Baseball hasn't added a new team since 1998. When they added two of them, the Arizona Diamondbacks, a couple years after that, ended up winning the World Series, and the Tampa Bay Rays, who haven't yet figured out how that feels. Okay, sorry. That was in 1998. We know that baseball wants to add a couple more teams. I don't know. Is it going to be in Tennessee? Are they putting a team up in Portland? It's been almost 30 years, which is crazy to think about. And so Rob Manfred last night said, yeah, we can add some teams. But then he didn't stop there. This man started talking about how we could possibly, you know, realign some of the divisions. And I'm going, wait a minute. What is he talking about? Listen to this.
How about a window into the future? Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, yeah. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
No, please, no. Like, if you take a listen to what he just said, we might enter into a space where it's just, hey, all the teams in California, and I get it, everybody's playing against each other anyway, so it's not like we got the leagues, but to eliminate the divisions, and I don't know, that's part of the chase, is seeing your local teams and having the rivalries and beating each other up. Why do we want to redraw that? Think about this. Could you imagine a division that is the Mets, Phillies, Red Sox, and Yankees? That's one division. Could you imagine that? Where the Blue Jays aren't beating up on the Yankees. The Yankees aren't beating up on the Blue Jays. The Orioles are gone. Could you imagine that? Like, why do we want that? Like, why do we have to change? And maybe the math isn't mathing for me. But if we had a team in, I don't know, Portland, is Portland getting a baseball team? I don't think so. Maybe Tennessee. Like, why do we got to reconfigure what we've seen through history? We've already changed up so many rules, what you can or can't do. We've already added pitch clocks. We already have economic issues in the game. We're probably going to have a lockout. and Rob Manfred is sitting around on television saying that, yeah, we can now eliminate some of the rivalries. And I understand, look, we've gotten this in college football. People look at all the history that's there. But how much are we going to change the damn game? Like, I'm not in favor. If they do it, so be it. But there's so many things rooted in the history of baseball. The rivalries and the locales, isn't it already geographically put together? I get it. If you think about the NL East, to have to go from Miami and then you got to go up to Philly and the Braves and the Mets, I understand. But these guys getting paid a lot of money. We worried about the travel and the wear and tear on their bodies? Nah, I don't know. Just to recreate something new, I'm not in favor. Leave it alone. Like, we're already going to get the assisted balls and strikes. Like, that's coming soon. Like, why do we have to keep changing things up? Bacha, what do you think?
This is very dumb. Because I understand it's easier for the players to travel. But it also ruins, in a weird way, it ruins competitiveness. Because I feel that it should be based on how much teams spend and or just don't touch anything. It's fine the way it is. You might argue the AL West is a little off with the location with Texas. But other than that, it's a perfectly good system. Expanding two extra teams, you can, I don't know, figure out a different way than trying to put location-based divisions.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on where the two teams are going to lie. Like, you would imagine that the American League would get a team, the National League would get a team. Not that that matters, but you would think that they will be on two opposite sides of the country. Like, where, what city on the eastern side of this country is needing of a team? Outside of, I don't know, putting a team in Tennessee. Is there, even if I take a look at a map, like, who the hell is adding a team that needs one? We should just move a team from Florida or something like that, you know?
Yeah, maybe Charlotte. Oh. But that's not.
It's too, I think Charlotte, they got a stadium downtown. I think Charlotte has a stadium. It's a minor league stadium. It's right down, it's right around the corner from where the Panthers play. I mean, I don't know.
It's mainly, when you think about expansion, MLB, it's got to be Central America, like just in the middle of the country,
mm-hmm.
kind of like Tennessee, Nashville, around there.
Well, that's it.
Of course, the A's are going to Vegas, but I guess that leaves a gap in the Northwest.
I'm looking at the map right now. The Northeast is so congested, we know it ain't no teams up there. They got all the teams already. You mentioned the Carolinas. Okay, sure, yeah, fine. Florida doesn't need no teams. Alabama's not getting a team. Mississippi isn't. Arkansas, no. Louisiana, no. They're not going to put a baseball team in Louisiana. No disrespect. I love Louisiana, but there was a thought at one point that they would. They'd have to build a dome for these guys to play out there and not sweat their asses off. Wisconsin is good already. Minnesota is good. They don't need one in Iowa. They're close enough with Illinois. We know the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, that is all football territory for college. Same thing with Montana, Wyoming. Colorado is good. New Mexico's not getting a team. Arizona is good already. We going to put a baseball team in Utah?
Hey, their owner for the Mammoth and now the Jazz, he's pretty invested in everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to get in.
So just by geographically, Utah. And we know California don't need no damn team. Utah and Tennessee. And then Portland might be the only possibility. So
Montreal was an option too, I guess.
Yeah, we ain't bringing the Expos back. I'll be even older and grayer by the time that happens, man. It'd be nice, but I don't think so. Yeah, so if you're putting one team in the West and putting one team in the East, if you put a team in Utah, they would naturally have to be a part of the NL West, no?
AL West, too. You could slide the Rangers and Astros somewhere else.
And we've seen realignment. The Astros just, when did they move? Like a
that more like than 2014-ish, I think they went from the NLDAL.
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago. So it's not like this hasn't happened. We've seen the same thing with the Expos, which don't exist anymore. They're now in Washington. So, yeah, we can do this. We don't have to change up everything related to baseball. Like, baseball has bigger problems and bigger issues than, well, let's all of a sudden just eliminate what most people have known for the past 100 years. Like, let's not do that. And so realignment is Rob Manfred. He's been paying attention too much to college football, bro. Just do us a favor. Leave it alone. Rob Manfred is like, yeah, I want to get the wheels in motion for new teams by the time I'm out of here in 2029. And hopefully by the time he's out of here, any idea of chopping up and destroying the divisions goes completely out of the window. It's like he has these bright ideas all the damn time. Do better, Manfred. Please, do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Phone lines are open. What do you think? Does baseball need to change its divisions? And if you were going to add a couple of cities, what are some cities that deserve a Major League Baseball team? I'm at a loss. I mean, outside of Utah, Portland, and not cities, but states, looking at Tennessee, who deserves a Major League Baseball team? Call me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Who deserves a Major League Baseball team? I'll get to your calls on the other side. And then speaking of baseball, damn it, man, the Phillies are going to be missing their best pitcher. I don't know how that's going to go. Hey, we got the Commanders. They are just underway right now with Cincinnati. No Hendrickson, no McLaurin. But we'll get into all of this on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, before we went to break, we heard from the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Now, Rob Manfred basically said, I want to have some new teams added to baseball before I'm gone as commissioner. At least I want to set the wheels in motion. And we were starting to think about teams that they could potentially add in, or cities or states. And it's just like you start thinking about the eastern side of the country a little bit. It's like, okay, the Tennessee Northeast is completely packed up with teams. We see that. The congestion and the population density. You don't need the teams in the Northeast. I think you really need any more teams in the South. I mean, particularly where I'm at in Atlanta, it extends outside of Georgia. Everything is basically Braves country, given a TBS and the 80s and the 90s and what we have today, just how much space is here. You go out west, I mean, California sure doesn't need any teams. The mountains and the Mountain West, man, that's a lot of college. So you can really look at Utah, Portland as only teams that or locales that would probably support a Major League Baseball squad. In Canada, I think it's going to be a while before they get another team outside of what we already have with the Blue Jays. So the phone lines are open. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Is there a city or state that you believe would be perfect for Major League Baseball? They don't have a team. They should have a team. They deserve a team. 888-710-4ISN. And then, man, unfortunately, I have to tell you about a city that has a team. The Phillies and their team right now, they're going to be without their ace as they go down the stretch. I'm going to get into Zach Wheeler in a second. 888-710-4ISN. Paul is here from Rhode Island. Hey, Paul, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, JR, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, how are you?
I've been calling.
Oh, how are you?
About a revive in the NFL.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But this is baseball. I don't know what you're saying about baseball. I just wanted to get
Hold on a second. Hold on, Paul. I said, how are you? I don't even know what the heck you just said. You said that the You said the NFL needs to revise? What did you say?
Yeah, they need to revive. You got to. I want to get rid of Dallas Cowboys out of the East Coast, and I want to get rid of the Chargers. I want them to.
Well, Paul, you know we're talking about Major League Baseball, not the NFL right now. You know that, right?
I understand. Okay. I understand.
So what do you think about Major League Baseball?
Well, I think this is what I think. I think that you should corner market the highest teams, have one or two the highest market teams in each division. But
when you say market, you mean what, population, media market size, like Los Angeles and New York?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So okay.
Can I continue?
I'm asking the questions. You can continue when I say you can. Hold on, Paul. I'm trying to understand. Okay. It's not like you're the most coherent fellow, okay? You're saying we could have what? The New York Mets and Yankees would be in the American League, and the Dodgers and the Angels would be in the National League, and then we just have it by market size? Would that even add up all the way through? Would that be equal?
Yes. Yes. Do you know why? Because the people in these states, they pay $60 to park their car, $60 to park their car, $60 for gas, and $60 for hot dogs and beers. They should have a privilege of having teams that come into their division and win as many games at home as possible. Like the Red Sox, I wish they did. Okay, like the Patriots, not in the last 4 years. But you're jipping the fans when you don't win at home. And what I'm saying is, and I know you're a knowledgeable man, but that wallet is going to get disgraced when you got single young kids that love their teams, but they have no credit. They have no jobs.
All right.
When that goes away, you're in trouble. In trouble.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. We appreciate you.
You kind of made a point there and at the end.
Yeah, but you have to help me out here. You're going to now realign. And he said, it's divisions. It's divisions. It's not even AL, NL. What difference does it make?
I think what he was trying to get at was if they should put all of the good teams together. I don't know why they would do that. But if they put the Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and the Phillies, who are all teams that are willing to spend money and increase their payroll.
With Pittsburgh and the Marlins?
The other people who want to go, Mets fans and Yankees fans, their ticket prices are going to rise because they're only going to play good teams. And that's going to screw over the fans of the cities.
Go ahead.
But if they were to just leave it, it's only the certain games that, I guess, the six games now per year the Mets and Dodgers play, or the Yankees and Dodgers play.
Yeah, but that's not what he said. What he said is to take the top markets and then go by market size. So what good does that do? We still got to see what the New York Yankees beat up now. What, on the Marlins? Like, they do that already. Like, why do things need to be realigned? What benefit to anybody is that?
The only point for realignment is if you're adding four teams. That's not going
to
happen.
The Yankees are still going to go to Miami and they'll beat up on the Marlins unless the Marlins are like, hey, it's the World Series. Let's beat you up there. I just don't see the argument. Like, I already can't stand the fact. Like, what's interleague play anymore? It doesn't exist. Like, even the excitement of, oh, my God, we got two teams that don't take each other on, and now they're just going against each other. There was a point in time, and even now, it's still like, why are these two teams playing against each other? Why are they doing it so often? Like, it takes away some of the lore, and I don't know. This is Rob Manfred's world. This is the owner's world, and we're just living in it. And as a fan, as a viewer, as someone who loves the game, I'm not in favor of a lot of what's going on. Add the two damn teams, and let's keep it moving, right? We got to now blow everything up to smithereens? No. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Brandon is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's good, JR? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure, what's up?
Man, talk about derailing and hijacking the show, man. Wow. I'm sorry about that, man. But I wanted to comment on the which city would love to have an MLB team. Okay. And I think that would be Nashville, man, with all that nightlife and, you know, all the good spirits blowing around. I think that would be a perfect city for an MLB franchise.
Yeah, and if I'm correct, the Titans are on their way to a new stadium as well. So, I mean, I could say a little bit more of a, I don't want to say revitalization, but I think they're on their way to a stadium, so why not add a baseball team to the mix sooner than later?
Most definitely. And the question is, would it be American League or National League?
I don't know. We got to split it up, right? If we're going to add two teams, one has to go in the NL, one has to go into the AL, no?
True, true. So then what would the other city be?
Well,
maybe a Las Vegas?
Bruh. Las Vegas is already getting a team. They're moving. We know.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping, man. I'm tripping.
you are tripping, Brandon. Yeah, you finished work already? You had something to drink?
Man, you know what? I'm on my way home from work. It's been a long day, man.
I bet.
And you know, I'm just need to get some food in my body and some liquid in my body, and I'll be good, man. But
all right, Brandon.
So maybe not Las Vegas. Let's take it to
Brandon, you get some food in your body, and I'm going to check in with some other folks, okay? We got some other callers here.
All right, sounds good, Jared. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Brandon, for calling from Chicago. He's like, yeah, Las Vegas needs it. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they got one coming. It's been a process. They're currently sleeping on a couch in Sacramento, but they're on their way. All right. You don't got to worry about the Las Vegas A's. That's going to happen. 888-710-4ISN. David is calling from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good afternoon, JR. Thanks as always for taking my call. It was a pleasure to talk to you. So just want to weigh in here on this potential realignment thing. So let's assume the MLB does expand to 32. Once they expand to 32, I think the best course of action is, of course, maintain the AL-NL dynamic. They got to do that because they've always done it that way. But learn from what the NFL did when they realigned way back in 2002. When the NFL did their realignment, there was a lot of course, debate about which team goes, which team stays. But I think they did a really good job of keeping the strongest rivalries together in the same divisions and moving the teams out that didn't have as big of a rivalry as the other teams. I'll give an example from my division here, NFC East. I'm an Eagles fan. They kept the Eagles, Giants, then Redskins, and Cowboys together because those were the biggest rivalries. Geography be damned. Yes, we know Dallas is not on the East Coast. Doesn't matter. That rivalry is too strong with the other NFC East teams to be out of the division. And they moved Arizona out to the NFC West. You know, I think MLB, it's going to take a lot of work, but they can get this done, and they can still maintain the biggest rivalries. I mean, obviously, you're not moving the Red Sox and Yankees out of the same division. You're not moving the Dodgers and Giants out of the same division.
Leave it alone. Right? It's rooted in history. Like, you can add two teams without just taking everything apart. I see no point. And listen, I'm not Rob Manfred. I'm not counting all the dollars and cents. I don't got 50 people in my ear telling me, well, we can make this much money if we do this, we do this. But I feel in a lot of cases, baseball hasn't done things that just makes the most sense. And thank you, David, for calling from L.A. They think too hard. Like, market and sell your players. Do that part first. Instead of sitting around on television worrying about realignment for the division. And I get it. Now we got all these teams in the playoffs. We got three wild card teams. Like, man, just why are we overcomplicating the damn thing? Rob Manfred, I don't know. Can I be surprised? This is a guy who gets booed everywhere he goes. This is a guy who called his World Series trophy a piece of junk. What can I be surprised about? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. So much going on. I'll tell you about Zach Wheeler. The poor guy got a blood clot in his arm for the Phillies. We got this Monday night football matchup going on. How exciting. Joe Burrow in August. And we'll talk about that so much more. But right now, let's get into a newsflash. He knows everything that's going on. It's Marco Belletti.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What do we have here? I don't know. People are scoring in D.C. We got the Bengals. We got the Commanders. A preseason game going on right now. We've had two rushing touchdowns. The Commanders lead the Bengals 14-7. No, there's no Jaden Daniels. He's standing on the sidelines. He ain't playing. Josh Johnson gets to start for the Commanders. And then for the Bengals, we got Joe Burrow, 2 of 5 passing for 12 yards. Ja'Marr Chase has the reception. And damn it, Bacha, where'd they get this score from? It was a pick six. What happened here? Let's see.
Yeah, so it turns out that Jaden Daniels did start. And he it was a 4-play, I think 70-something yard drive.
What, he hand off?
It was like a, he ran for a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
There was a Debo jet sweep. And then there was a big run from one of the running backs.
Yeah, 14-yard touchdown. Yeah, Jaden Daniels. He didn't throw the ball one time. How about that?
It just shows you how bad the Bengals defense is. Oh, my goodness.
I was about to say, if you're Trey Hendrickson, you're on the sidelines going, you see? I don't know if it's going to make too much of a difference, but, man, this is what we saw last year. They wanted to get a head start on the offense. I mean, well, damn, it's still the defense. Forget about, you know, what Joe Burrow has going on here. Trey Hendrickson, we learned earlier today, or over the weekend, that the Cincinnati Bengals are like, hey, let's start taking a look at what the hell we can do to get something in return. Well, who knows if it's going to be the case. I think the asking price is ridiculously high. Ridiculously high. A matter of fact, this is what Tom Pelissero had to say about Trey Hendrickson, his situation, what the Bengals would get back, what they want. Take a listen to this.
This is a rarity. The NFL's reigning sack leader is available for the right price. Right now, Hendrickson remains with the team. They got a game tonight in Washington. He is on that trip. The sides have been in agreement for several weeks on the big numbers, the years and the money in terms of a new contract extension. But the Bengals to this point have been unwilling to do what they did for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, which is break their structure and give guarantees beyond the 2025 season. So what would it take to get a Trey Hendrickson trade done? Again, a player who wants a multi-year commitment. Well, back before the draft, the Bengals had an offer on the table that was a second-round pick and change. At that time, they weren't willing to engage with that. They wanted a first-rounder. My understanding is that the price has softened or at least changed a little bit. At this point, the Bengals would want a player, somebody who maybe could even replace some of the production they got from Trey Hendrickson, as well as a pick in the 2026 draft.
Yeah, well, how the hell are you going to do that knowing where we are currently in the season? Like, 2.5, 3 weeks away from the season start, which leads me to believe, as I mentioned earlier, I find it highly unlikely that Trey Hendrickson, that he gets traded, because who the hell is bringing him on? We talked about a couple of the teams, the Lions, but are you really going to shoot your shot? It has to be a team that's like, oh, we need one more guy will help us get to the Super Bowl. That's a lot to give up for a 30-year-old edge rusher. And you got to pay him? I don't see it happening. You know, that's on Trey Hendrickson's side. Meanwhile, also at this game, Terry McLaurin, but he ain't playing. He was just activated off the physically unable to perform list. He said he has an ankle issue. We know that's not the case. He wants a contract that pays him north of $30 million a year at the wide receiver position. And we don't got no update on him. And we know Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive genius, wants to put him out there with Deebo Samuel and Jaden Daniels. And Cliff is like, I want my guy out here. Matter of fact, he says, I haven't even really spoken to Terry McLaurin. We got to get him on the grass.
I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up. You know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
Okay. Well, you're waiting to see him out there. And look, let's be real. Is Washington going to do what they did last season? Their fans can certainly go out there and hope so. I wouldn't have no expectation of that. They went to an NFC championship game with a rookie QB that people are going to be game planning against at this point in time. And so, damn it, you think about Terry McLaurin and just having continuity from what happened last year. Dan Quinn said, yes, he's off the PUP list, but it's not because we're getting closer to a contract. It's not because we're further away. Listen to this.
From the medical side, contract, like, definitely separate. This is about his getting ready to play, which is, you know, like, honestly awesome. And, you know, like, it's just cool, you know, to see him, you know, getting closer, because now you know, like, okay, steps are getting closer to return to being on the field.
He is, Bocci, is he the politest head coach we have in the NFL? He's the nicest guy, right?
I'd say he's the most nice to the media. He wouldn't badmouth his players in front of the mics.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the attitude of some of these coaches. Like when Dan Quinn was here, people loved him. It was just like, oh, he's nice, he's great. But they didn't win. That's ultimately what it boils down to. And God bless him, he's really hit the jackpot. Really hit the jackpot with Jaden Daniels. It's still kind of crazy to believe how close they were to a Super Bowl. And then they blew it. And that pretty much blew him out the water here. In Atlanta, not being able to get the job done. I think that still haunts both him and Shanahan to this day. Like, people still pin that on Shanahan as well. And I don't know, man. You think they'll ever live that down?
No. That was probably the worst collapse at the worst time. Like, of course, there's been bigger comebacks for the Chargers and Jaguars, but you can't do that to a Super Bowl, to the greatest quarterback of all time. You're going to be joked about for forever.
Yeah, and Shanahan is obviously, he's gotten close. It will be very interesting to see what the 49ers do this upcoming season now that Brock Purdy is getting a big majority of the salary cap right now with his new contract. They've decided to go younger. They're obviously going to put more on Brock Purdy's plate in regards to delivering them victories. We have to see if he's up to the task. So Kyle Shanahan, he's been close, and he still hasn't gotten over the hump. And I just think from a Dan Quinn perspective, it's Washington inevitably, I believe, is going to take a step back. All right? We heard from Dan Quinn as well. We know that Jaden Daniels already has been out here, rushed for a touchdown. He's done for the night. Dan Quinn says, yeah, I just want to see my guys get a few series in, and I'm going to sit them down.
I would say it's a little bit customized, but we'd like to see a few series, and we're excited to see the guys. They're excited to get performing, too. So we customized it a little bit, and as a staff, we'll visit some tonight and tomorrow. But no, we're also excited to get the guys going on. You know, it's not going to be super long, so, you know, I wouldn't like do like an extended popcorn break.
Yep. So, Bacha, here we are at the end of the first quarter. That means we can turn the damn game off now, right?
Hey, Joe Burrow is still throwing the ball so much in this preseason.
Is that Joe Burrow in the he's still out there.
He's still out there. I don't know if he wants to play and just get a feel for the game, but either way, it's not helping.
Nah, he's not playing after this, bro. When this drive is done, you think they're still going to have him running around out there?
I wouldn't, because he took a sack earlier where he was running for about 10 seconds, and it looked like he almost got flattened the wrong way.
Yeah. There's 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. This team is approaching the end zone. Whatever happens here, they kick a field goal. They got to pull Joe Burrow out. There's no reason to keep him out there. I know the Cincinnati Bengals started the past couple of years at 0-3, and so they want to have some type of continuity, some fluidity to start this season. But no, there's no point in having Joe Burrow out here the rest of the game. You can go ahead and close that door. Yeah, by the time we get to the second quarter, we're entering into garbage time. And Joe Burrow is throwing balls to the backups. We got Chase on the sidelines. We got Higgins on the sidelines. And so Joe Burrow getting some balls over to the guys who probably won't see the ball all season unless there happens to be an injury. And we'll keep you up to date. Typically in preseason, no news is good news. We don't want any major news involving Joe Burrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we have so much more to do with the show. Hey, we got the number one overall pick in this year's draft. He got into a fight today, a little bit of a tiff at training camp. We're going to tell you what took place with Cam Ward. I told you, unfortunately, the Philadelphia Phillies, they're going to be missing Zach Wheeler. God only knows how long that's going to be. We got a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got minor league guys, major leaguers on assignment in the minor leagues trying to beat up young guys. There's a lot going on. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.